Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes a sustained Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Poole.
Well, greetings, everyone. How are you? Oh, boy, is things really rocking and rolling here on planet Earth. Oh, my goodness, what do you think about this? We have so many things going on. It is amazing. And where do you fit in all of this? And what did you do to create your life today? Okay, you know, we talk about that you can always predict your future because you create it. So if you understand that you create your future, then what you're thinking, what you're doing, what you're not doing is going to determine what is going to be your tomorrow, your next week, your next year, et cetera. Isn't that awesome? You don't have to go to, quote, a fortune teller any longer or hope that the tarot cards or, you know, the erroneous astrology charts and things can tell you what's going to be happening. Because all you have to do is look at, what am I thinking? Well, what did I do today? Because that is going to determine your future. So one of the greatest things that the automotive car producer BMW did, they made a commercial. As we predict the future because we create it. We predict the future because we create it. That is what you do. So, with that said, I just want to let you know that let's talk. Let's communicate today. So many things to talk about, and I said, oh, my gosh, I'm always selecting this and talking about that, whatever else, et cetera. So call me and let me know what it is that you would like to know about or what you would like to share, et cetera. We put out an extensive newsletter here at the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, because there's so much going on, we couldn't reduce it more than 17 pages. So many things had to be addressed. So I'm going to give you the number to call me. We're going to let our sponsors say hi to you. Always remember, liquid consciousness is very necessary at all times. What is that? Water. Liquid consciousness. You want to know something, anything? It always is in water first before it solidifies. So the people who basically are really serious and wanting to get answers, turn to the water because it has all the answers. It's in a liquid state. You consume it with the questions already resonating in your vibratory field, guess what? That information will be released into your bloodstream, processed by your brain, and guess what? You will then consciously recognize, voila, I have the answer. And especially if you are participating or have completed our brain balancing program, there's nothing that denies you as far as information. So stay close to the water, keep the water in you, make sure your atmosphere is properly humidified or hydrated so that you can always be aware. So please contact me. Call me at 347-215-9531. 347-215-9531. Let my sponsor speak to you, and we'll be back to just chat and talk about things because there's so much going on. What do you want to comment about? What do you want to know? Be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Juul University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay. Dear engineer, are you ready? Do you have anyone raising their hands as of yet? If not, I always have a few things to say. Do we have anybody waiting on the line?
No, we don't have anyone yet.
Okay, dokie. Well, I tell you, it's very interesting. Have you all been paying attention? They are now moving people who allegedly have a coronavirus infestation to FEMA locations throughout the United States. Two of them have been identified as one in California, one in, I think it's Nevada, if I'm not mistaken, where these individuals, because they have tested positive for coronavirus, will be housed. And these have in the past been known as internment camps. Now, the news, CNN, as well as Fox News, CBS, commented on the fact that these were internment camps maintained from World War II when our citizens of Japanese ethnicity were interned during the time of World War II. So, you know, that was in the very early 40s. And they've been maintained all of this time. So now they're being used to house, treat large numbers of individuals who have been diagnosed to carry the coronavirus, and really not carry, correction, that they literally are actively demonstrating symptoms that this virus has now taken over and is now replicating in their bodies, taking over the bloodstream. Immune system is not able to keep it in check, keep it under control. And because of the large number of people on planet Earth that are allegedly exposed to this at this time, it has become a worldwide problem. It's now labeled as a pandemic. And so yesterday they commented on the fact that in one area in Italy, 16 million people were on lockdown. 16 million. Can you write those numbers down, those numbers of zeros? 16 million are on lockdown. Larger number on lockdown in China. And now we have issues going on. We were talking about Greece and other areas. It's a world problem, and now these internment camps for treatment are being activated here in the United States. So there's still big questions on what is the test kit that is going to determine whether you are literally actively infected with the coronavirus or not? How can you get a kit? What does the kit do? Who manufactures the kits? How much do they cost? It's a litany of questions that still, at this point in day cycle today, I have not been able to get the full answers. So please stay close to us. One of the exciting things that I'm happy to share with you that as of next week, a fabulous mind, incredible scientist, will be joining us. Her name is Dr. Jill Skurkowitz, Skurnowicz. Skurnowicz. And what a great mind. So in the medical field, she has accomplished so many things. It's a fabulous nurse anesthetist, a nurse, a naturopathic doctor, a chiropractor, et cetera, exquisite biochemist, a fabulous holistic practitioner, and a master in drug pharmacology. And so she's going to join us and give us the scientific information about literally what the virus is, where does it really come from, you know, why the big problem now. This virus has been around for what, really, just like us, the beginning of what time, and so why is it a problem now? Where does it really come from? What is it doing? Okay, why is it so specific? She's going to talk to us about that, so you continue to study, pay attention, read. Okay, we have our newsletter up on the website, our information, and as we've been monitoring the data that's been coming in, we don't really see a need to modify our original discussion on this. We are at a point in history and her story where we are going through incredible, drastic change. And relative to information coming in from so many other sources, terrestrial as well as extraterrestrially, we humans are really kind of behind as far as our metamorphosis mentally, emotionally, socially, and biologically. And so our position here at the Jewell University of Immortal Sciences is that we have been literally embraced with a delivery system that is carrying genetic information encoded in neuroproteins carried through a neutral vehicle, that when the contents of this neutral vehicle viral capsule is released into a mammalian living organism, it literally, if needed, will literally attach itself, go into the tissues, go into the cells, forming the tissue systems, and add the information that it carries to the genetic library of the organism. Now, this is a wonderful means of being able to continuously upgrade and evolve the cosmic and stellar information needed for a viable living organism to sustain itself. And since we know for a fact that one of the greatest gifts of what? Being able to animate a human body, a human avatar, is that it is self-perpetuating. Your body is self-perpetuating. And I want you to hear that. And for those of you who are driving or walking or listening, et cetera, and you're starting to mumble and you're having all kind of thoughts go through your mind, wonderful, because it's time now that you step out of the box of limitation of how you are perceiving this fabulous biological tool that allows you to walk, to drive, to think, to eat, to sleep, to exercise, whatever the level of knowledge that you have about this incredible vehicle. is very limited, and we're at a point in our evolution that this cannot continue. So if you don't upgrade and evolve and allow yourself to become much more aligned with the consciousness and the information embedded in your tissues, you are going to have to deal with other problems that have a very, very long-term effect and a high level of complications. And what is that? That is known as lowercase a, lowercase I, artificial intelligence. And now, understand why I'm saying this is lowercase a, lowercase I. This is not uppercase A, uppercase I. Uppercase A, absolute. Uppercase I, intelligence, is the state of consciousness that we, as the most high evolved form of life on the planet's surface right now, are to achieve. That's part of our goals. And most of us don't even think about the fact that that is one of your innate reasons for being here on this planet, is to achieve absolute intelligence about yourself, about this biological, amazing organism that you animate, if for no other reason. But I hope that you'll include the goal of wanting to achieve absolute intelligence about the environment that you've lived in and that has supported your avatar since you activated it at birth, known as your planet Earth. Absolute intelligence is why we're here. This gives us the capacity to do what? Become the masters of mass. Do you understand what it's like for you to be able to activate such a fabulous form, a biological system known as the human body? It is your first intimate interaction and relationship with what? Mass. And that's why we're here. There are multiple dimensions that life exists within and upon. But the 3D, being able to then evolve to 4D, 5D, is our quest this lifetime, in whatever way that may manifest. But the dimension is an infinite one. It is forever existing, as well as the physical body has these characteristics too. And we're still struggling with accepting our limitlessness, our immortality, when it's already been proven. For most of us, it's been proven before we were even born. Before we activated our avatar, we knew that human tissue, it, when maintained in its proper state, does not, as it has been perceived, die. Doesn't do that. So here we are, again, allowing something that most of us will never see, a coronavirus, to intimidate us and put us in a state of fear and pandemonium because we don't understand who we are and how our avatar functions. And so therefore, we are believing that something that is invisible to the naked eye, okay, it has the capacity to literally block and totally diminish the amount of life force energy moving through your body to the extent that it no longer can function and exist in this dimension. Is it really possible that something of this magnitude, again, not visible to the naked eye, we really have to have special equipment to enhance the capacity of the eye to even see it. And so how can something of this minute structure have total reign over this incredible and exquisite body that you have? You must ask yourself that question. You can call me and let's talk about it. Okay, give me a call. I'm here at So funny, I'm operating at all these different things. And you can reach me right here at 347-215-9531. Ask me, how are you feeling? Are you concerned about whether you may have to go to an internment camp? Or what do you know about coronavirus? Or what do you know about your immune system? Where does this come from? Okay, are you having any or other challenges that are intimidating you? Let's talk about it. Again, 347-215-9531. And I'll be back right after this word from our sponsors. I'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
That is so important.
Dr. Jewel.
Oh, yes,
We want to have everyone to press star 1 if they have a question, all right? So everyone that's on the line, if you have a question for Dr. Jewel, please press star 1. All right. Thank you.
Okay, so I was just speaking on the neuron. You know, I've been out more lately here in the matrix, as I call it, since I've been away from Atlanta. And I tell you to watch all of Mother Earth's what I call dendritic spiny protuberances, which the common name for these structures are known as trees. It's incredible. Some of the most incredible neurons that are all around us, we refer to them as trees, but that is exactly how the nerve cells, the neurons in your brain look. I want you to get used to recognizing that you are literally on a bigger manifestation of yourself. And as we stand upon the surface of Mother Earth, we maybe going through a ventricle, okay? Yeah, you have lakes and oceans right in your own brain, surrounded by trees, sand. All these things are in you. But most of us have not taken that adventure to go within and to literally study what has been captured, photographed, written about this fabulous world known as the human body, especially from within. So I want you from this moment on, as you glance out the window as you're driving, look outside your door, look around you, you're looking at nerve cells. They're known as trees, the shrubs, okay? Some of you may refer to them as bushes. This is all nerve tissue, and it's nerve tissue specific to what? Our wonderful Mother Earth does the same thing. Those trees and shrubs, et cetera, function for Mother Earth just like our neurons, and their supporting structures function for us. Amazing, isn't it? So there's so many things you can learn about the physical body that you will begin to identify exist around you and has always existed around you, but you have never been given the information to make the connection to see that your planet is a bigger reflection of who you are, a bigger reflection of who you are. So how many other types of viruses are on this planet? Okay, I guarantee you, you will not be able to put a number to the number of how many viruses are on this planet. And so why haven't we succumbed to this innumerable amount of viruses? Why is it now just the coronavirus? And why is it, oh my goodness, 2 weeks ago, the influenza virus or the SARS virus or just Legionnaires? And the list goes on and on and on and on. Okay, out of all of the limitless number of viruses, not including the bacteria, and not including the fungi and the rickettsia, oh my goodness. Why are these selective organisms able to literally take us out? And this is a great question that you want to ask yourself, because it says a lot about how you think, how you are analyzing and defining the sensations going through your body, which composes your emotional body memory, and literally how the tissues that compose your body function. So I want you to start thinking about that, that as you are walking around on the planet, seeing yourself through your own optic nerve, the only part of the brain that interfaces directly with the outer environment, you're seeing yourself. And I tell you, that was just amazing to think of the fact that, wow, most of my life I've thought of a tree as what I was told it was, and by its definition that it was a plant, etc. But it's a nerve cell. It's a neuron. It is a huge exacerbation and example of how my own brain cells work. Isn't that amazing? Okay. Amazing. So do we have anyone that has any questions for me at this time? Engineer, no one's raised their hand? Okay. Well, I get a chance to talk about a lot of other things here. Our Instagram page, and I just want to say thank you so much. We're, you know, way plus over above the 5,000 visitor, friends, like realm. And I'm so pleased that you come and you read these areas of social media that we post, and we contribute information about you and how wonderful you are. And I have so many things that I have agreed to do for us, okay? I look at humanity and myself as one. And this is what my work is all about, balancing 5 billion brains, okay, making sure that our nervous systems fully mature and that the right and left hemisphere of the brain fully integrates, and that the main cable system that ensures that all of the axons contributed from the right and the left hemisphere of the brain are now fully integrated, which is known as the corpus callosum, is a wonderful work for me, because it allows you to begin to really see that you are the master template, your physical body, your emotional body, your mind literally is the template for the structure of all these items and opportunities that we experience. They are mirroring us. And as soon as we can begin to recognize that these are not foreign creations, okay, this is a part of your anatomy, a part of your physiology that you have not been able to consciously embrace up to this point. Isn't that amazing? That you're still seeing all of this around you as something foreign to you when it is you. So that's why the adventure right now is to what? Not take a cruise on a cruise liner, but to literally ride your red blood cell, to cruise through your body, to visit all of the tissues so that you can begin to see who and what you are. Amazing. We want to go within now. That's the big adventure, to go within. And so what is the coronavirus doing for us? Well, read the newsletter and go to the website here, www.juis.education, spell it out. Read the newsletter. If you are on our brain balancing program, we have already emailed it to you, where you can literally read what is really happening to us with all of these changes right now. It's very important to ask the question, and most of all, think about and make a decision. What changes do you want to experience? And for how long do you want to experience? We have that kind of capability now to define how long we want to have an experience, under what conditions and circumstances, the quality of that experience, we can hold that in our thought. And at this point, everything is so potent, so poignant, that your capacity to keep the images hovering and vibrating in your imaging areas of the brain, fifth and sixth circuit of the brain, they will literally embrace and surround you, these visions, that you will then begin to live your dream. What you are imaging in your mind will no longer just be in your mind. All of your bodies will be embraced and have the opportunity to experience what you've been thinking about. So this is the question. What have you been thinking about? What do you think? And we've been doing this contemplation for a while. Why am I thinking what I think? And what is going to be the manifestation of what I must live based on how I'm thinking? This is really how it is. So if you're not thinking about your future self right now and the attributes that you want to activate right now so that tomorrow, 2 weeks from now, next year, these qualities will be able to be elicited through you animating your physical body, I think it's very important for you to reconsider, what are you thinking about? What could you possibly be thinking about that would be more important than visualizing your future and being able to be comfortable, effective, respected, and a member of an incredible team of gods who are here to manifest the heavens on planet Earth. That's what we're all here to do. So these are the things that you want to think about. What do I think that's so wonderful and that I love so much that I never get tired of doing and being a part of? You want to see more of that on this planet. And it's easy. You can do that when you focus on seeing many people having the experience that you desire to have. Many people are busy bringing forth their resources so that what you want to leave here for others to experience is available. This is important. So our willingness to see the highest experiences and the highest capabilities for ourselves means also that all members of the world can also have that experience, because we are all one, even though we are limitless in the number of ourselves here on planet Earth, mirrored to each other by each other. Isn't that amazing? I think it's just amazing. So is everybody all in alignment, capable of handling the coronavirus? If not, you should call me on it, and I can talk to you as much as I can until Dr. Jill arrives, and she's going to be able to give you the real lowdown, as we say, okay, the up and up, okay, on what's really going on with this. But in the meantime, you've got some things to deal with. Okay, whether you're going to have to take a coronavirus test, does the test work, how much does it cost, what does it mean if I don't pass it or if I do? Oh, they've got a lot of questions coming to your door. Yep, right where you live. You've got a lot of things you're getting ready to face. Are you willing to be quarantined? Okay. And if so, fine. I'm sure that there's going to be more outbreaks when they put all these people together. Or if that's not something that you want to have, what is your plans to keep you from being interned with other individuals who are definitely carrying the virus? Why are they carrying it and you're not? These are the answers that you want to ask, and ask who? okay, your perception of what you are, the God in yourself. So amazing, so important. Yeah. So what do you think about that? Something that you can't even see can basically just take you out and break down your body to such an extent that you can't hold yourself into it? Okay, is that what you want? Because that's a certain way to think, and by you thinking that, it will come to pass. So if you don't want to leave here, you don't want to think about the fact that a virus that you can't even see has that much more effect on you than what you are willing to think about yourself. This is so important. You've got to do that. So, my dear Miss Felicia Engineer, do we have anyone that has questions for me or wants to speak to me? No?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Well, we have area code.
Okay.
Area code, we're going to call out the first six digits of your area code. Please state your name and what city you're calling from, and then ask your question of Dr. Jewel Pookrum. So we have area code 404-322. Area code 404-322. Your mic is unmuted.
Greetings. My name is Nodu, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hi, Nodu. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for all the work that you're continuously providing us with. I've been listening to you since Wanique Shabazz show back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It was early 2000s, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
I want to ask you about the archives to your last show that you did. Can I access that through the Jewel Network? The one you did
Yes.
Okay.
Now you you want the actual replay of the show? Is that what you want?
Yes,
or
ma'am. Yes, the replay.
Yes, you can do that. You can definitely, Ms. Felicia, is that support at JUIS.education or support at TJN.net?
The Jewel Network.
You can just write
net.
Okay. The Jewel Network.net.
Mm-hmm.
And you can. You can acquire that show. Yes, you can. And if you like more of them, you can actually get yourself a subscription, a subscribership. Join us. That's what we do these shows for, and we archive them for you to be able to access them and hear them over and over and over again. You know, I've sat here and I've listened to these shows as we've created them for decades, and it's amazing how much we've captured in audio still hasn't come to pass. You know, we've done teachings on, you know, internment camps and all these things, and how do you wind up in these circumstances? Okay, why do you have to be removed from your house and put in a government internment camp? What is that about, and how did you participate in creating that? See, people need to know these things, and we've been talking about this for years. Now it is upon us. And I'm hoping that people will look at themselves and recognize how they've created this. One of the weaknesses in Western medicine is that we only deal with one aspect of the component of a human being. For all practical purposes right now, depending on the literature you read, and not even including the quantum physics, we have at least five bodies. We have five bodies that we have to be responsible for at all times. My colleagues in Western medicine basically only look at what is physical. Even though, yes, we know we talk about the fact we have a personality. Yes, we know that we have an emotional body. We talk about our mind, my brain. And do most of us really understand what we're saying? Because all of these facets of ourselves, components of ourselves, are contributing to our moment. To moment experience. So simply said, thank you so much for wanting to hear the replays. Yes, we have them for you. Again, support at the jewelnetwork.net is available to you, but we are now seeing the collective and cumulative result of what our thinking has been about. All of these centuries now, we're looking at what we have brought together. All of us have contributed to the state that we are living through. And what is the quality of life that you are experiencing now based on how you've been thinking? So, again, heaven is always on earth. And also what people call hell is on earth also. So which one are you experiencing? And it's by choice. No one is a victim here. And this is why when you come to the university, we have classes that teach you the order of how the universe works. So you can be very clear about the quality of life that you're going to wake up to in the morning, predicated on the thoughts that you've been maintaining and the images that you have been flashing before your eyes and the sounds that you've allowed to pass through your brain that all create geometry that you're now going to have to walk through. So the geometry that I'm referencing, you call your life. So it's time now that we've got to come to this level of realizing that this is just how fabulous we are, and we've got to step it up to literally be able to see the limitlessness of who and what we are. So many of you may think that I'm not speaking in clear, precise science terms, scientific terms. I am, just beneath using pure mathematics, color, and geometry expressed in the form of structure, charts and graphs, etc. So putting the sound to it that we term as words, this is what you're hearing. And it's time now that we're able to break down our lives so that we can understand how we've created all this. They have a commercial here where they have a young girl who has the replica of the Star Wars character Darth Vader. She has a Darth Vader arm. So it's very interesting to recognize that this young girl created an experience for herself where her innate biological arm was no longer attached to her body. And so what was now given to her was literally a Darth Vader arm, forearm, and hand. And one of the things that we know for sure about the human body, it will regenerate all of its components. And this is what I'm concerned about. If you would like a Darth Vader arm, hand, okay, and forearm, that's wonderful. You can have it. But if you also want to have a replacement for your biological arm, forearm, and hand, you can have that too. But why is it being taught to you how to activate your stem cells so that the kinetic etheric body will begin to program the tissues to reproduce and mirror themselves in a biological template, which is how you get a new arm, a new hand, a new strand of hair, new fingernails. Why isn't that being taught? And these are the questions that you're not asking yourself, which is why you don't get all of the information. All you're being shown to you is an artificial biological arm and hand and forearm. Why not show you the process through which your body can reproduce itself so that you can have a new biological arm, hand, and forehand?
Right.
Forearm. And this is why we do this show, because you're not asking the questions so that the answers can come. All the answers are known, but they only are attracted to the question.
So we have to quest within.
Right. So you just have to ask the question, why? You have to make the statement, this is what I want. And now you create an electromagnetic field where the information, the examples, the teachers, the resources will come. But if you've been so heavily programmed to think that you're literally a nothing and that you basically don't have much power and you hope that something or someone outside of you is going to give you something that you don't already have, well, you just sit down and wait and hope. So when they tell you that there's a virus that is literally destroying the physical bodies of humans on this planet, and it's so virulent that you have to be isolated, but they're not going to have a treatment for it for a year.
Uh-oh.
What is that saying to you?
Planet lockdown.
But where's the lockdown? The lockdown is only in your mind.
Correct.
If you accept that, that's why if you're on lockdown, why is somebody going to tell you they're not going to have an answer for you for a year and you're going to accept that?
No.
Because it should be seen that that's their limitation, not yours. And as soon
correct.
As you can see that and recognize that I'm not going to settle to have to deal with something for a whole year because I want the answer now, guess what? If you say that, you'll get it because you already have the answer. There's no question where the answer doesn't exist simultaneously. But it's very difficult for people who don't have a balanced brain to have that balance in everything. If you've only been using one half of the brain, one side of the brain, you say that you're left-handed or right-handed, you're not using both sides of the brain. Well, how is the other balancing factor to any thought and any question you may have going to image itself simultaneously? Because your brain doesn't even do that. Even though the capacity, pardon? Yes, of course.
Okay.
Right. And so therefore that means that if you're only using a part or one half of the brain, the other half that is complementary has the answer, but you won't recognize it. You can't consciously be aware of it because you haven't done anything to change what you already know is a brain that's out of balance. You know that you have a right and left hand. Why are you talking about you're only left-handed or right-handed? What kind of foolishness is that? See, why aren't you asking yourself that question? See, that's what I'm saying. It's really obvious. It's like I got two hands, a right and a left. How come I can't use both of them like I choose?
This is true.
Yes, it is. And so, therefore, someone telling you that they can't help you for a year is fine. It's no problem. You can't get upset with them. At least they're saying I can help you, but it just won't be right now. The key is, what are you going to do about that? Are you going to try to wait a year? Or are you going to basically decide, no, I think I need to have some help right now? And ask the question, how can I get the help right now? And watch and see if the answer doesn't come. But most people won't do that. They'll just say, okay, it can't be done. Or we have to wait till next year. Or nobody's ever heard of it. So they continue to endure and suffer. Why do we do that?
Why?
And this is rhetorical. You know, I'm not asking you to, you know, answer this right now. I'm just asking you to, you know, leave this show today and ask yourself, really, I want you to think on it all night. You're going to be surprised at what you're going to know in the morning. Just because you lingered on that question, the answer definitely will do everything it possibly can to be synchronistic with the question. You will be surprised what you will learn. It will change your life. So the coronavirus means what to you? And that's what you have to ask yourself. Do I really believe that something that I can't even see can destroy my body?
No.
Okay, so then therefore, Have you ever asked yourself, well, then what does my body really need from me to be invincible? How many of you ever refer to yourself as being invincible?
Based on the teachings that you've taught me, I learned to think that way, but I haven't fully deprogrammed from certain past trauma thoughts that allow to make me doubt.
Okay, and so we know that where there's doubt, there's just what? Lack of information.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's not appropriate information, okay, and information that you're willing to take action on, then we know that there's an issue in you about what? Trust. And this is something that people have a huge index on, a huge non-trust index, due to lack of information and then also the inability, for whatever reason, that the information they do have, they have not decided to experience it. So these issues of lack of trust and doubt are literally, again, self-inflicted.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. So thank you for calling. Okay.
Thank you for calling.
And again, come to the classes. We have universal principles on Fridays. We have our brain balancing on Fridays. We have all kinds of things going on. So visit the website for the university and, you know, take yourself out of this emotional mental agony, because everything is here for you. Okay, these little viruses and things can be our friends. I think it's very interesting. If you look at Sun Corella and you look at the coronavirus, same shape, much of the geometry is just about the same. It has, what, nucleic acids inside of it, just like the coronavirus. Okay, but why do we go to the store and buy Corella, but then everybody's shaking in their boots about the coronavirus when the geometry is the same?
Wow.
But see, when you don't understand what geometry is, then you don't have a relationship with the object and its structure. This is what we teach at the university. When you know the geometry, you have access to the knowledge of anything that is actually bending light to manifest in that form in mass. And nothing can be withheld from you. So study. This is the time to study. We're a little late. You know, this was the herald and call in the 70s when the Bushes were in office. They were rustling the Bushes. The Bushes were rustling knowledge, study, study. And people didn't understand that. The Bushes were rattling themselves saying, get the knowledge, get the information. And we didn't pay attention. So now there's a lot of things going on that a lot of people really could benefit from or sidestep, because they did not hear the Bushes rustling. They didn't hear the Bushes rustling. Okay. Okay. Is there any more questions?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peace.
Peace.
Lots of it.
All right. Next, we have area codes. We have Miss Faithful, area code 310920. Please state your name and where you're calling from and your question for Dr. Jewel Pulchrum.
Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Oh, I'm fabulous. How are you? Thank you for calling.
Wonderful.
Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for your program. I wanted to, with respect to the coronavirus, when I heard about it firstly, what I did was I sent, firstly, I want to inquire how powerful is a decree, because that's the first thing that I did when I heard about it. I said, I'm going to send a decree, and I'm going to ask the universe, how do I best arm myself, because this is something that I'm definitely not interested in attracting to myself. So could you possibly speak
Oh, no, but okay, you
got to
finish now. Okay, I hear what you said, but now what was the response to you making that decree? What did your mind say to you? What did your thoughts come through that followed that decree? What happened?
To increase my, not that there was any deficiencies, but I was to increase my vitamin C intake as well as water intake. And that's mainly it. Yeah, that's mainly what has come to me so far. So.
Okay, and then if you decided that you were going to go through the information that you were able to access, what have been the recommendations that they are telling you you can do? So your body told you keep us hydrated and keep high amounts of vitamin C in us. Now,
yes.
What else did you see was available? What did they say?
Mainly, that's primarily it. I, of course, increased my dark leafy green vegetables. And mainly that's it for me.
Is that what you saw on the outside? Your body tells you one thing, and then when you went to look in the information outside of you, what did that information outside of you say? Did it confirm what your body had already told you?
Yes.
So now what does that then say to you? That then you had already achieved the answer because you asked what? The source that knows everything, the cosmos.
Yes.
And so therefore, when you picked up information and it said, okay, more vitamin C, green leafy vegetables, why? Because they're high in vitamin C content, okay, high in water, then that should have been a confirmation to you that your connection to the cosmos is right on time, and you can be confident that what your, as we call it, intuitiveness reveals to you is something that you should definitely follow right away, whether you have that confirmed with documentation in writing or not. This is a wonderful opportunity to let you know that your intuitiveness and communication with the cosmos is accurate and working well. And this is how the gentleman, this is how the gentleman was talking about trust. This is how you have it. When you know you can ask of yourself, the cosmos, a question, and it actually then reveals itself to be true in the dimension that you are navigating, should be no questions at all, no doubts. And so this was a wonderful reflection and a confirmation that you're in sync with the cosmos. That's a wonderful thing. That's why most people are having problems, because they're not in sync with the cosmos. They don't even know to ask or make a decree. Isn't that something? Oh, well, I tell you, this time really flies. Okay. Well, I love you so much. And again, join us at the Jewel.
Love you and thank you.
Immortal Scientists, thank you so much. To balance your brain, join us on Fridays for more instruction on cosmic law. Again, join us to find out more about the neurons of the brain, how the brain itself functions. We have so many courses going on, so please visit us at www.juif.com.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.